Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Around 4:45, we were going to talk to Amor Berger-Smitsch, the director and head of data privacy practice at Worksmans Advisory Services. We spoke to her recently. We spoke about WhatsApp. She was superb. So I'm very excited about having her back with us this afternoon. Amor Berger-Smitsch, thank you for talking to us and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. I appreciate it.
So, Amor, as we just crossed, before we crossed the traffic, I had a quick word with you offline, and I said I hate Poppy. I absolutely loathe Poppy. I'm in the corporate world. They've been talking about it for 2 years, and is it not much ado about nothing? And haven't we made a deal with the devil and given all our personal information to those big corporations anyway?
You know, I said to you when we had a quick chat before we went online, I love Poppy. I think it is an amazing piece of legislation.
Tell me why.
No, I'm not. I'm in the office behind my desk and I'm behaving well as a lawyer ought to. You know, finally, we've got data protection legislation that gives emphasis to our constitutional right to privacy. And that right to privacy applies to me and you as individuals, but it also applies to corporates and the corporate entities and the legal entities out there. And what we are confronted with now is just to sit up and focus and concentrate a bit. You know, I see with a lot of our clients, they think this is an absolute mountain to get over.
Absolutely.
But if you break it down and just stop for a bit and look at what you do, why you do it, and then what we see over and over, it's not a reinventing of the wheel that Poppy requires from a business corporate perspective. It's a realignment. And too many people have bought into this concept of it's going to cost me millions and millions and millions, and I have to analyze my business processes to death. And then what do you know? Nothing. You know you've got business processes, but you know we're close to compliance with the reasonable expectations of the data privacy legislation. And the beauty of this legislation also is it aligns us with the rest of the world. We are entitled as data subjects to require businesses to process our information on reasonable, proper foundations and bases and principles, and we've got rights that we are entitled to. But the bigger thing in South Africa at the moment for me is the fact that we realize, you know, people actually don't understand what the Bill of Rights, human rights, and the right to privacy means. And that I find worrying. You know, we're not a young constitution anymore. We mature. And I would have expected people to realize that rights are balanced the one against the other, and there's no such thing as an absolute right to privacy. And maybe therein lies the problem for the big business out there to try and explain that to data subjects. And then we've also bought into a lot of theories about what big corporates do with information, ignoring the fact that they if you look at big data and analyzing big data, there can be great advantages from that to all consumers in the economy.
I'm less interested for today's discussion in talking about the corporates because they have to do what they have to do. I'm more interested in how it is going to affect us as individuals and what changes we're going to see in our day-to-day lives. Does this mean that I will no longer be accosted by telemarketers and spam 3 out of every 4 phone calls that I get a day?
It feels to me like everyone wants to talk about direct marketing and telemarketers.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel sorry for the people because it must be a terrible job to hold, and we ought to have a bit of empathy for the individuals that phone us on a daily basis. But if we unpack the legislation, the Poppy legislation, there won't be a magic morning on the 1st of July 2021 where after you will never again receive a call. That is a misconception. So telemarketing in itself is not outlawed in terms of Papier. You know, we've got the Consumer Protection Act that the legislation provides for a register to be established where you ought to be able to register your number, and in that you've got assurance that you'll never be contacted by a telemarketer. Unfortunately, that register has never been established. So what Papier does now, it steps forward as a piece of legislation and it tells big business and businesses, the corporates out there, you can't just nilly-willy, like you feel whenever you feel, abuse the data subjects, the consumer out there, and bombard them with marketing material and spam specifically, electronic spam. If you think, you know, how many SMS messages you get offering you funeral cover and insurance cover and whatever. Exactly. And you think, how many numbers must I still block just not to receive these messages that I don't want? Now, Poppy changes that. Poppy puts in place a regime in terms of which you must opt in and you must opt out. So, you know, you would have heard the terms. Is it opt in or is it opt out? In actual fact, it's both. Initially, I need to opt in and say, yes, I want these messages and I want this marketing material. But every time you receive the marketing, the spam messages, they should be going forward from the 1st of July this year, a mechanism and a tool or on the app must have a provision for you to opt out to say, I don't want to receive this anymore. Stop bothering me.
I'll put it to you that this is another sophisticated piece of legislation, another over-sophisticated piece of legislation in the South African context that won't be implemented properly and that we won't be able to take advantage of the enforcement mechanisms. What would you say to a comment like that?
So I would like to answer you on two bases. In the first instance, I want to defend the sophistication of the legislation, because I think as a society, we've got the ability and the intellectual ability and capacity to understand it and apply it. Also, if we look at our regulator, clearly, Advocate Takula understands and her team understands what the legislation requires. And I think on an African continent basis, they will lead the way in a significant manner going forward, spreading the message as to what data protection means, the protection of privacy and how it should be applied. On the other hand, we are confronted with two things. Number one, the Information Regulator's Office is very small, which could give credence to your statement that it's just going to be another piece of legislation and nothing good is going to come from it. That could be one view. At the same time, you know, on panels where I've served together with Advocate Lakula, she made it very clear that in South Africa and the application of data privacy legislation, we do know that we've got, to a large extent, the grassroots level that we need to cater for, and that's a public interest consideration. And if we look at the public interest and how we ought to act and behave as the corporate society out there, her expectation is that we must at all times in our communication be able to communicate to grassroots level as well. So if we set out a privacy notice and a privacy statement, long gone are the days where you use very complicated legal terms and Latin phrases to speak over the consumer out there. But to be clear and concise and to be honest and behave ethically in the way we deal with consumers. And that is out and out an expectation of the Information Regulator. Now, if we've seen what has happened over the past 18 to 24 months, and the Information Regulator's Office has been very active the moment there's a data breach and engaging with data, the entities that have experienced data breaches. And we've also now seen, you know, with the WhatsApp matter, that the Information Regulator is on top of it and having meetings and taking steps. We need to realize one thing. The Information Regulator has got the ability to impose administrative penalties. Those administrative penalties goes directly to the fiscus. So if the corporate entities and the businesses do not comply with Papier, the Information Regulator will in time be able to impose the administrative penalties, which actually forms the basis of additional revenue to companies, to government, sorry.
Interesting. So there's an incentive. That, yeah.
Exactly. And I think we need to realize that, you know, this is not a toothless organization. The legislation provides for administrative penalties. The test will lie in how it will be applied. We can't get away. We're part of a global economy, and cybercrime as part and parcel of what we confronted with the rest of the world, that creates a grave risk for data subjects. So our corporate society must wake up and realize they've got obligations. On top of all of this, as data subjects, individuals, the legislation provides for civil action, class action, and civil action. So if you've suffered a loss on the basis of a data breach, we can now look at class actions and those class action suits being instituted where data subjects can claim a compensation for the loss that they've suffered. Again, a major risk for corporates. So we can't just ignore it. But at the end of the day, what we're giving consumers out in our economy through the data privacy legislation, we're empowering them to actually have a say in how their personal information is treated, collected, when it is deleted, and just to say to corporates, but where did you get my information? And, you know, you've still got my incorrect address. I demand that you, in terms of papier, that you correct that. Just think about your engagements, renewing a car license or, you know, whatever, where you get on a piece of paper reflected an address where you actually have to ask yourself, but did I ever stay here? And then you realize, oh yeah, 27 years back when I was a student, I rented a room, and that address is still reflected somewhere. So, you know, that's not in your best interest. It's not in my best interest. In terms of papier, we now have the mechanism sort of the tools.
I've got to leave it there because I'm out of time. Wow, this is a conversation that I have no doubt we will continue to have. It's going to be fascinating to get past implementation date and see whether my cynicism or your optimism wins out. I hope you do. Thank you for chatting to us this afternoon here on Chai FM.
Thank you.
That was Amor Berger-Smit, a director and head of data privacy practice at Worksman's Advisory Services. And I told you she knows her stuff. That is for sure.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.